Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. It is September 13th. It's not Friday the 13th. It's Thursday the 13th. And it was production day for American Free Press. They're putting that issue of the paper together today. And it looks like it's going to be a very good issue. So if you're not familiar with American Free Press, you know, you can always call the 800 number. It's actually an 888 number, 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS, and get just a free sample if you want. And that's not a bad offer. Well, a few things to comment about, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. We are going to go to the phones eventually here. But I thought I might mention that the latest issue of the Barnes Review is out. Many of you are familiar with the Barnes Review. It's a separate publication from American Free Press. It's a bi-monthly magazine format publication. The September-October 2007 issue is out. Now, if you want to get a sampling of the Barnes Review, you can check it out on the internet at barnesreview.org. Or even as an alternative site, barnesreview.com, which has the same material. But the latest issue of the Barnes Review give you a sampling of some of the articles that are in it. There's The True Confessions of a Holocaust Denier by Professor Raymond Goodwin. Raymond's a tough Texan, tough-talking Texan, former college professor, and he tells his own journey to what has popularly been called Holocaust denial, but which is hardly anything but that. It's, if anything, it's a denial of lies and exaggerations and distortions. Well, Ray has an article in this issue of the Barnes Review. Dr. M. Raphael Johnson has a very, very interesting article on Russian President Vladimir Putin. I can assure you, folks, that this article in the Barnes Review doesn't even come close to the kind of nonsense that was published about Russian President Putin a few months ago in publication of the John Birch Society. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I just had a conversation with Willis Cardo, the publisher of the Barnes Review, today, and we were talking about the way the John Birch Society has tried to demonize Putin and make it appear as though he's this secret Bolshevik hiding under the bed waiting to say boo to the world and launch a communist superstate. Well, Willis spent a lot of time years ago as one of the key organizers for the John Birch Society and got to know John Birch Society founder Robert Welch, or Rabbit the Welcher, as Willis has been known to refer to him. Got to know Welch very well. And while, you know, there are many, many good people in the John Birch Society, the Birch mindset, I thought, was captured very, very much so by Willis. And I actually wrote this down. He says, they never learn anything new, and they never forget. That is, members of the Birch cult, not all members of the John Birch Society, but people who get caught up in that Birch cult, he said they never learn anything new, and they never forget. I thought that was kind of interesting, folks. Well, a little bit more to discuss when we come back here. And then I will be going to the phones one way or the other. So if you want to call in, you know the number here. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned, folks, for more.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here this Thursday evening. I had a very interesting phone call the other day, folks. I probably should be mad as hell. I'm maybe more amused than anything. I got a phone call from a relative of mine, my sister-in-law, who told me that an old friend of mine had gone into a library, someone I haven't spoken to probably. We used to walk home together from school in seventh grade. That's how long ago it's been since I've seen really spoken to this person. So it's been a long, long time ago. But he was rather curious to read my book, Final Judgment. And he went to a library of which I was a longtime member. And he was told that the book was no longer on the shelves. Not only that it was no longer on the shelves, but that they could not order the book through interlibrary loan. And the reason why they couldn't order it through interlibrary loan was because the book was too controversial. I'm not sure I want to get in a fight with this library, but, you know, I tell you, I have some experience in examining the corrupt activities of libraries in trying to ban books, and this is obviously a very, they won't even order it through it from another library, ladies and gentlemen. They've only taken it off the shelf, but they refused to even get it through interlibrary loan because it's too controversial. Can you imagine this, ladies and gentlemen? A library considers a book too controversial. A library, which is a member of the American Library Association, which commemorates Banned Books Week every year, and I think Unless I'm mistaken, it's usually in September. Now, this is a case of simple Jewish censorship. You know, I really, folks, I really should get a lawyer, but, you know, I'm going to investigate the situation further. And when I do, I'm going to ask you, the listeners out there, to help me out. I'm going to get you the contact information for this library. And I'm going to ask you, folks, to make, you know, just one telephone call. It costs you 20 cents, 30 cents. I'm going to ask you to call this library and say, I just think it's terrible that you're censoring Michael Collins Piper's book. I want them to have their phones ringing off the hook for a couple days just to let them know that if they want to kick me, I can kick back. Isn't it amazing, folks? Isn't it amazing? What a world. What a world we live in today. A funny thing here, talking about Jewish power and Jewish censorship. You know, I've mentioned different contexts that that actor John Voight and his daughter, actress Angelina Jolie, who is now a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, were relatives of my late colleague Joe Camp at the old Spotlight. Camp's name was spelled, incidentally, K-A-M-P, Joseph P. Camp. He was one of the earliest critics of Zionism and of Jewish intrigues here on American soil, going back, you know, back to the 1920s. And, of course, John Voight was his nephew, and Angelina Jolie is his grandniece. Kind of funny. Well, John Voight and Angelina have been tripping over themselves for years, toadying to Jewish interests. John Voight is now on a DVD released by a Beverly Hills synagogue. And it's about the religious holiday of Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah, which is now being celebrated, but Yom Kippur. And it's kind of funny. According to this report, the synagogue says that although Voight isn't Jewish, he loves Israel and the Jewish people. I mean, can you imagine reading that some actor, oh, John Wayne or whoever, can you imagine them saying, John Wayne just loves Iceland and the Icelandic people? You know, I mean, this toadying for Israel is just so over the top. It does amuse me. It does amuse me, folks. And then, of course, we have this jockeying by these presidential candidates, most of whom are bums, with the notable exception, I would say, of Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich in the Democratic Party, and, of course, Ron Paul in the Republican Party. But Barack Obama, he calls for a complete withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of 2008. That's supposed to be very bold, ladies and gentlemen. That's supposed to excite the Democratic Party grassroots, who were overwhelmingly against this war. By the end of 2008, that's a year and what, 3 months from now? Can you imagine how many Americans are going to get butchered and killed in Iraq within the next 15 months? And Barack Obama is supposed to be the big alternative to the establishment in the Democratic Party. What a gang. What an absolute gang. And speaking of a gang, ladies and gentlemen, very interesting article in this month's Vanity Fair, it's the October issue of Vanity Fair, ladies and gentlemen, October issue of Vanity Fair, which, of course, is published by the Newhouse family, powerful Jewish billionaires, among the richest people in the United States, own newspapers all across the country. They publish, they're the owners of Parade Magazine, which appears as a Sunday supplement in many, many newspapers that the Newhouse family do not own. Very, very influential people. They own the New Orleans Times-Picayune. They were the ones who led the smear of David Duke, smears of Duke that still reverberate and which people believe. Then when you consider the fact that they originated in a in a paper published by this gang, the Newhouse gang. Well, in any case, their magazine, Vanity Fair, has a very revealing segment. Every year, Vanity Fair publishes what they call the new establishment. Well, this year's article, the 2000 new establishment, the 2007 new establishment, lists the 100 most powerful people in the media, essentially, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's kind of funny. You know, they go from 1 to 100. And I haven't had time to examine it very closely, but I can tell you this much, that an inordinately large number of the names on that list are people who can easily be identified and are known to be, shall we say, of the Jewish persuasion. But what's interesting is that of the non-Jews whose names appear on this list and who are supposedly among the 100 most powerful people in America, what's interesting is that they are people like actor Tom Hanks and actor George Clooney and TV chat show host Oprah Winfrey. Now, that's just a handful. There's a few other actors in there, too, people of that ilk. But what's very, very interesting is that these non-Jewish names on the list of these actors, actresses, people like this, these actors and actresses are only famous because they have been created and publicized and made into celebrities by the controllers of the mass media. So in other words, what I'm saying here is, folks, that this article is kind of a subtle way of the owners of Vanity Fair and their like-minded colleagues in the international Jewish elite, and particularly here in the United States, of saying, well, look, here's who really runs the media, but we're going to throw out a few Gentile faces and Gentile names like George Clooney and Tom Hanks and Oprah Winfrey. These people are very wealthy as a consequence of their films, and they definitely have some impact on public debate. We know Oprah Winfrey does, for right or wrong, for better or for worse. But the point is, they couldn't exist without the patronage of the Jewish controllers of the mass media. So Vanity Fair is having its cake and eating it too. Vanity Fair is kind of telling us the truth about who really runs the media establishment, who is the media establishment, who the controllers are. But they're kind of trying to tone it down by throwing in a few black faces and a few movie star faces, as though George Clooney is one of the most powerful people in America. They could make him disappear overnight, ladies and gentlemen. The same with Oprah Winfrey. They could pull the plug on her. She's got a lot of money, but if they ever pulled the plug on her, that would be the end of Oprah. I'm sorry to disappoint so many of Oprah's fans out there who think that she is one of the most powerful people in America, but no, I'm sorry. Talented though she may be, she may be the best talk show hostess in the land, you know, a model black success story, but in the end, she is a creation of the media establishment. So, folks, I really strongly suggest that you go out and buy a copy of Vanity Fair magazine. It's on virtually every newsstand in America that carries any number of magazines. And they do have a website at vanityfair.com where they may well have printed this article or may print it eventually. But it's very revealing if you take a look at the names and the faces of who the media establishment is in this country. And the article, folks, is not far off the mark. Okay, well, we are going to the break here. When we come back, we'll go to the phone.
Folks. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. During the break, you know, it's ironic telling you about that library that has put down the word that Michael Collins Pfeiffer's book, Final Judgment, is too controversial. Folks, you know, the more I think about it, it does make me mad. But you know, the irony of that, ladies and gentlemen, is that that library was founded by a lady who was the first adult outside my family circles to ever address to me in conversation the subject of Jewish power in the United States. Isn't that amazing, folks? You know, I had conversations with my father about it when I became cognizant and aware of how the United States was being manipulated into the problems of the Middle East by the Jewish lobby here in America. But it was not a subject of conversation normally that you would have with your friends when you were growing up, obviously. Talked about other things, of course. So you can imagine my delight and my amazement and a bit of intrigue that I had. How intriguing it was to me that this particular lady, who was the founder of the library, a very well-educated woman, highly regarded in the community, that she and one of her closest friends, also a very, very highly regarded woman, a woman of some means, a woman from a distinguished family, family of doctors and lawyers. These two women, both educators, discussed with me the subject of Jewish power in the United States. So this was, here I was, a teenager, learning things politically and having these discussions with these two considerably older women of some substance. And they were telling me, yes, the Jews who do have extensive power here in the United States. This one woman is now deceased, the founder of the library. The other one, I'm sure, I believe she's still alive. But it's just so amazing that this lady's comments would indeed be confirmed by the people who are now running the library that this lady established. Really, folks, I just find it amusing as hell. But I've got some surprises up my sleeve for them, and I will make them remember Michael Collins Piper and how they tried to ban his book. Thoroughly legal means, of course, ladies and gentlemen. Public relations, campaigns, legal action. Boy, that's going to be fun. I don't have enough time in the world to do everything that I need to do, but I'm considering this as perhaps one of my projects for the next coming months. Well, anyway, I am going to go to the phones here. Let's go to our first caller. We have Henry in Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Yeah, hi.
How are you, Henry?
Yeah, here's the thing, a couple of things. Have you heard this thing about the stock market might crash between, like, the 18th to, like, September 20th or something?
Well, I tell you what, Henry. I've been hearing that the stock market was going to crash for years and years and years and years and years and years. Just like I've also heard that the United Nations was going to invade the United States and the Red Chinese had troops poised on the Mexican border getting ready to invade and all sorts of other things. So if it happens, it's going to happen, and there's not much I can do about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't have my money in the stock market. I would, you know. But, you know, I'm thinking, like, well, what would be the good thing about it? Maybe we could stop the war in Iraq if the market crashed. But then again, I don't know, because they could just take their money out, the ones who have inside information, okay? One of the things you do with a stock market crash is this, though. After a crash, the professionals will put their money back in, and then stuff goes back up. But what I'm thinking of is there were some people that are betting with stock options that it's going to crash. Some person who has $200 million, I don't know whether he's Jewish or not, and he's claiming that, well, if he loses, he'll lose his $200 million. But if he wins, he'll get one-point-something billion or something like that. I don't know, you know, because the dollar is falling and they pump money into the economy, into the stock market and economy to keep that afloat. And I don't know, you know.
I'm no economist. I have no economics background at all, and I sure as hell don't have any money to invest, so I don't really pay attention to the stock market. But I can tell you this much, that you can find an argument for and against on this issue of the stock market crash from some of the most intelligent people possible who are aware of the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's the average Joe out there who may be making millions of dollars in the stock market, but he has no political background whatsoever.
Well, the thing is, they could use this to try to go in Iran.
Henry, do me a favor. Hang on for the break coming up here. This is Michael Collins Piper, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned, folks. We're talking with our callers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We were here talking with Henry about the talk of the, among some people, there could be a stock market crash. And I was making a comment. You know, I'll tell you, Henry, one of my oldest friends, going back to my early childhood years,
okay,
is now a very, very successful man in the money business, managing probably close to $1 billion in assets. And, you know, I tell you, as smart as he and his wife are, both very bright, charming, intelligent people, rolling in dough and very, very well versed in the field of finance, you know, they don't have any political opinions or really any political awareness that I've ever been cognizant of. And you see, this is part of the problem that so many of the people who, you know, are in the financial field, really, you know, they know all about money, but they don't pay any attention to politics. Whereas so many of the people who are making these predictions about stock market crashes are people who are, you know, they're versed in politics and money, and they oftentimes, you know, a lot of times over the years, a lot of the people making these predictions have a vested interest in, you know, preparing you for a stock market crash. So there's a lot of motivations at work, but I frankly have never believed without really knowing a lot about it, that the powers that be would allow the stock market to crash. because they haven't lost complete control of everything just yet.
Yeah, that's true.
They are in control.
That's true. Well, you know, they can do that. You know, I thought when I was, this was a while ago, I couldn't believe what that those Jews on Wall Street did, what they did. There's a book on it, as a matter of fact. You might even sell that book. As a matter of fact, I think American Free Press might sell it. It was a book on Bolsky and what he did in 1986, I think, is it?
Yeah. In fact, you know, it's funny. I know which book you're talking about. I have it floating around here on my shelf. Yeah.
But it was done. I mean, it was done. And then he got a slap on the wrist, you know, because he took him and gave him a country club thing. He had to shell out so many fines and still had hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, see, that's the thing. Now, he could be, I don't think he's related to Rothschild, but he's one of those Jews from Russia that the Russian people really couldn't like, and they still got them there. Well, actually, you know, Putin kicked them out. That's why they're pointing missiles toward Russia, by the way. One guy named I forgot the name, I think it's spelled this way, and it was in the International Forecaster. It was Borovinsky or Borovsky, not the same as
I think it's Berezelsky, but anyway,
yeah, right.
You're right.
And he's in exile in London, and he took hundreds of millions or a billion in London banks and Israeli banks, and Putin wants him back so he could put him on trial, and he's in exile in London. Right, that guy. Now, see, that's what I'm saying. They had a Rothschild bankrolled a lot of those, what can I call them, parasites?
They're kind of satellite parasites of the Rothschild.
Or something, billions of dollars. They were sucking Russia dry. As a matter of fact, Trotsky and those other guys, that's why they wanted communism in Russia. It wasn't for the workers and all that crap. They had people starving with Stalin. It was so they could just suck that country dry. And the funniest thing is they take the money. They don't go to some other part of Europe except London or Israel. The main thing is Israel. They always go to Israel. Everything is to go. Now, what we really should do is maybe all these people should go to Israel, get them to take all their billions of dollars so they'd be richer than anybody else in the world, all pack them, put it all into Israel and Israeli banks. And, of course, they want us to attack Iran. And perhaps maybe when they do that, that will strike a match and really cause a real fire where it'll turn on them. And then they'll end up getting Israel destroyed. And then you don't have to worry about these people anymore or their billions because it'll all go up in smoke.
Well, you know, as far as all of them all going to what we call Israel, I think there's a lot of Palestinians who might have some problems with that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's right. I wouldn't really want that, would I? Yeah, that's true.
I understand your thinking, though.
No, that's true. You're right. You're right. Because that would. Yeah. What about the rest of? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not thinking, am I?
Yeah. I mean, you know, see, that's part of the problem. We have become so accustomed to, in a sense, accepting the theft of that property.
Yeah,
that we kind of just think, well, all right, if they want their homeland, they should all go there. But then again, I say to myself, I don't know if I were a Palestinian who couldn't return to my home, I really wouldn't want to see all of the others taking up the land there. But your point is well taken. You know, incidentally, Henry, years ago in the spotlight, we had an interesting series of reports that I helped prepare, but I was working in an editorial capacity, but the information was being supplied to us by a very influential, very quietly influential international, he's a bit of an industrialist, an adventurer with a wide-ranging connections right up to the Vatican and to all sorts
oh,
of
really?
Powerful interests. And the story was is that in those years, in the early 1980s, in the period that ultimately led up to the collapse of what we knew of as the Soviet Union, a lot of Jewish gangsters and Jewish figures inside the Soviet government were fleeing the country and transferring vast amounts of gold out of Russia.
Gold
out of Russia into banks in London and I believe Israeli banks as well. So there was a looting of Russia that was going on even at that time. And as I recall, the Rothschild family and a lot of their associates were instrumental as the facilitators of this looting of Russia. And, of course, a lot of that gold was gold that had been in the coffers of the Tsar.
Right. Rothschild killed the Tsar. He planned that with...
Oh, yes, exactly.
He planned with Jacob Schiff and Jacob Schiff, I should say. Jacob Schiff and Trotsky, and they're all Jewish, all Khazars, and they were planning to take over, trying to kill the Tsar back in early 1900s.
Yeah, you know, and, that whole history of Russia... You know, everybody knows about the Bolshevik Revolution and how the Jews took over in Russia in 1917. But I tell you something, I have a book published here in the United States in English, and the title of it is called The Russian Menace to Europe.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is very, very interesting.
Well, who's the author, though?
It's an attack on Russia, but you know who the authors are?
Oh.
Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. They were
kidding. You mean that's an actual book written by Marx and Engels together?
Yes. This book was an assembly of articles written in the 1840s into the 1890s by Marx and Engels separately, I guess independently of one another. But needless to say, the point is this, that Russia was already being targeted. You know, the old legend is that Russia was kind of like the surprise first victim of Bolshevism.
Yeah.
That, you know, that Marx always said it, that the Bolshevik first great revolution, communist revolution, would take place in an industrialized country.
Yeah.
Well, no, they were targeting Russia a long, long, long time before. And this book, which I came across in a secondhand bookstore, just absolutely amazes me, because the rhetoric of Marx and the promotion of the writings of Marx in this particular case is coming from what we know today as the Trotskyites.
Well, so, let me tell you this. See if American Free Press, if it's very, very old, it might be public domain, so you don't have to worry about copyrights and all
right.
that. And see if American Free Press could reprint it and publish it.
Yeah, I think...
And you don't have
to
worry about being, sued.
Right,
and
I, I'll tell you something. Concerning the fact it's the writings of Marx and Engels, I don't think... kind of hard to copyright that. But, listen, Henry, I have to move on here.
Okay,
I appreciate your call.
Yeah, take care. Be well.
All right.
Okay, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot, Henry. Okay, let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Mike?
Good, good. I want to talk to you about... this guy, Norman Podhoretz, he's been making the book tour on conservative talk radio.
Oh, I'll bet he has.
Oh, my God. I've been wanting to throw up so many times, I swear. I mean, this guy, it's just so obvious. I mean, he plays up the so-called Islamo-fascist threat, and no one questions him. Well, is it just a coincidence that... by you playing up the threat, you're also helping your Israeli brothers. This guy's an out-and-out Zionist, isn't
he?
Oh,
well, this guy, yeah, I mean, this guy has been around for a long, long time. He's the protege, they worked, of Irving Kristol, just slightly younger, I think, than Irving Kristol. They were part of these so-called, they called themselves this, the New York Intellectuals. And he started off officially as a Trotskyite, and then suddenly redefined himself as a conservative. But, you know, whatever he is, the one thing that can be said about him is that he is one of the leaders of the very hardline Zionist factions that are running policy in the Bush administration. And, of course, Podhoretz is also the chief foreign policy advisor to Rudy Giuliani.
Right, right.
So
that tells you a lot,
right there.
Yeah, yeah. He had the audacity. He was on a morning show. I forgot Bill Bennett show, and they were talking about the Middle East and how the United States has always been hated there, you know, for their freedoms. And he had the audacity to say that because Israel is such a close ally of the United States, Israel has a terrorism problem. I almost
Yeah, you know, Mike, you know, you put your finger on something. I feel that same way when I'm listening to this twisted rhetoric. I mean, it makes you so mad on the one hand, and yet you want to laugh at the other. But the audacity of it, talk about chutzpah, as I say.
Right.
You know, these are the kind of people, if it's a bright, sunny day, and it's so obvious it's a bright, sunny day, they will tell you that it's raining outside. And they will expect you to not question them on it and to accept it. And that's the kind of lies these people tell. And yet, like you say, they give them the red carpet treatment. They put them on all the talk shows. Everybody and his brother reviews the books. And, you know, the funny thing is those books don't actually sell that many copies. And yet they're talked about endlessly in all the major publications and in the mass media. So that in itself is kind of a fraud. It's a fraud on the American consumers. It's a fraud on the American public. And, you know, what you really have is a small group of people talking to each other and then relaying their words of wisdom to people like George W. Bush, who is nothing more than a brainless marionette. So,
yeah.
You know, these are the kind of people who are ruling and ruining our country.
It's the reason they have such chutzpah is they know how the deck is stacked in their favor. If you can't even bring up the term Jewish agenda or, you know, your Zionist interest without being called an anti-Semite and laughed off the stage. I mean, they know, they realize how much footing they have.
It's kind of interesting. I've noted in recent years what they're really trying to do is their agenda, their propaganda line is that basically the United States and Israel are one.
Right.
That the U.S. and Israel, you can't really separate one from the other, and it's United States interests, they say, that are at stake vis-a-vis Iran or Iraq or Sudan or Syria. You know, this is how they play it, so they don't mention Israel.
Sure.
And then, of course, you have people like Bill O'Reilly, Hannity, the whole gang. I don't need to go through the laundry list of these horrible people that do the propagandizing for them, but they play this line, too. It's like it's the United States is threatened by Iran. The United States is threatened by Iraq. Israel, that'll be mentioned peripherally.
Well, do you think these talk show hosts, from O'Reilly to everybody else, who constantly are pushing their, you know, echoing their thoughts about how Israel and the United States are one, do they really? They must believe that. Then they have to be traitors. If they don't believe it, then they're out and out traitors.
Well, I tell you, you know, as I always said, you know, to people, you know, I have a little bit of a facility for writing, although I still call myself a hack writer, because there's very few people who are really terribly great writers. But I tell you what, if I had chosen to be a slavish supporter of Israel and write what I knew to be absolute crap and spend an inordinate amount of time talking about how wonderful Israel is, I guarantee you that I would be one of the most famous writers in America today. You would turn
right
on television and you would see me everywhere. You would hear me on the radio being interviewed. You would see my name in the newspapers. But you know, the funny thing is, I just don't think I could pretend like that.
So they're sellouts. They're sellouts.
Yeah, these people that are doing this, they know exactly what they're doing. And you know, on the one hand, I don't blame them because they've gotten rich as a consequence. None of these people, in my perception, are particularly talented or are they particularly articulate. But they are, and all. But what I also think is that many of these people, like Rush Limbaugh, they're performers. That's all they are. Rush Limbaugh, to me, has always been a cartoon-like character. You know, someone who's very, very, like I say, he's almost a caricature of himself.
Right.
You know, and that's what these people are. These people are performers, and I think they are, you know, they're sellouts. It's not like they were ever on the right side. I think they've always been recognized exactly where their bread is buttered, and more power to them. But you know, the funny thing is, Mike, the Jews have a history of throwing over even those who have done their bidding. So, you know, eventually the plugs will be pulled on these characters and a new raft of faces will be brought along. So you and I can just sit back and laugh when it happens.
Right.
All right, Mike. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
All righty. Well, okay, we're wrapping up this hour, folks. We'll be able to squeeze in another caller when we come back. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, folks, welcome back. Mike Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We're going to squeeze in one more caller. We're going to Pennsylvania with Joe. Joe, come on up. How are you this evening?
Good, Michael. I wanted to bring up, it's a little off topic, but I wanted to bring something up about the troops. You know, I know there was a backlash against some of the troops that came back from Vietnam, and you know, I'm feeling like that same thing, in a way, should happen to some of the Iraq vets, because I'm sick and tired of them looking at me and saying, you know, I fight for your freedoms, and you have the right to say what you want, but you're still a wuss for not fighting in this war with us, and you shouldn't be able to say anything against the war for that reason. Do you realize what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but, you know, like I often like to point out here, and, you know, we have a couple callers on this, one caller in particular, one of my favorite callers who calls this program, calling from Florida, Ben from Florida. He's a wounded combat veteran of World War II, and he's the first one to tell you that World War II was a bunch of nonsense, a war that should have never been fought. And I guarantee you that some of the most outspoken critics of the Iraq War today are veterans of the Iraq War. And in the days and weeks and months ahead, you're going to see a lot more of them coming out very, very strongly. There will always be that handful who, you know, really truly bought the propaganda lies and so forth. But I think those numbers are much smaller than you might imagine.
Well, one name that comes to mind when you say troops that have speaked out, especially in Iraq, I believe Sergeant Kevin Benderman, the one who he refused to shoot down kids. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't know offhand, but there are growing numbers of people that have come out and said things. You know, in fact, I may have actually seen a letter to the editor of a magazine by him, now that you mention that name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's. I think you're going to find, you know, I have some friends, a husband and wife, who were both long-term military, and the husband got sent back to Iraq for a while, and there was even some concern that the mother might have to go too, but fortunately she hasn't thus far. I need to give her a call. But the point is, they were aware of the nonsense and of the lies, and, you know, they, along with so many other people, good people who have been in the military, and I think all the people in the military for the most part are good people. You're going to find bad people in there too, mm-hmm. but I mean, the intentions of so many people who join the military, their intentions are good.
Mm-hmm.
They have to recognize, and they will increasingly recognize, what these lies have been about. So I guess the thing in this case, Joe, is kind of to accentuate the positive, as
right.
they say.
Well, I guess the reason I'm a bit, you know, bitter is some experiences I've had, one particular experience with military recruiters, and that's another story for another day, but thanks for taking my call, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, keep in mind that the truth will out on this, and the warmongers are the ones who are going to come out looking bad. All right, well, thanks for your calls, folks, and apologies to those we couldn't bring up, but we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Actually, there is a possibility I might not be here tonight, but tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. But if not, I will see you Monday. Have a good weekend in any case. It does start tomorrow.
It's true.